Good evening. And thank you for listening. I know that what is happening is protocol. I am not sure of how effective we really are, because the decisions are ultimately made in boardrooms, which we are not invited to. But we all speak from the heart, speak from our brains. A lot of highly educated people have chosen to live here, and we're fortunate enough to have had their points of view expressed to you. People who have come to these meetings come not only because of their feelings, but because of their rational thinking. And we expect that you respect that in your listening now, but also when it comes time to making those final decisions. Because there have been many instances when requests are totally ignored. And then what recourse does the average citizen have? We don't know where that request got lost. So I ask that you please listen, and that you act on the requests, and that they not get shuffled or set aside or ignored, because that is a disrespect, and that is a lack of formal protocol. There have been a lot of issues that border on illegality. We don't want to go down that road, do we? There's a lot of orange out in the audience, and I brought some myself. On the way over here, I saw the beautiful leaves that are just turning this particular shade. So I think it's completely appropriate that we're wearing orange. This signifies health, health of our forests, health of our trees, health of our people, health of our environment, and a very healthy economy, because up here, this is dollars. We're also concerned not only about the health, but also the safety. As employees of our government, ultimately of us, protecting the safety of your citizenry is a very important part of your job. And there's lots of studies that say that these lines can produce leukemia in children. We have someone speaking to that about the school. That is, should be a red flag, a stoplight, if nothing else. Nothing is so important that you have to plant a power line that has the risk of giving children leukemia. Now, how important are dollars? That's nothing short of a criminal, in my view. So I would just say that you've had a handful of people, I don't even think a handful because I've been here all night, of people who have spoken in favor of this project. I dare to say that they have a little personal gain in it, and I will say no further. I respect them and their opinions, but the rest of us are here speaking from the law, speaking from environmental concerns, and also speaking from the sentimental value that we have about living in a place like this. And I urge you not to ignore requests for studies, not to ignore anything that would open up more information, because that is part of the frustration with this. People are asking in a very polite way, and they're being ignored. And you'll see much more orange down the road. because this is not going away. People do not want this, and they do not trust what they're being told. That's the truth.